This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast, brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Well, it's a fresh new trading day, but it does not look like it'll go to the bulls because remember, we are waking up to a weak global setup. US markets, they basically ended the day lower, down around 0.1% to 0.2% across indices. And Asian markets, as we speak, are seeing a big cut. So Hang Seng is down 400 points. We have Taiwanese index, which is down 300 points. And the inflation number report in South Korea was at a multi-quarter high, and that's the reason why we are seeing a big dip in Asian markets. Of course, it is coming back after some days of rally as well. The dollar index also has fallen to 105.4 and has seen the lowest level against the yen since mid-June. As far as SGX Nifty is concerned, it is at the lowest level of the day, down 70 points, indicating that the start for our own markets, well, that could be in the red today. But for our own markets, we have been seeing quite a good momentum on the upside. Nifty continued its up move for fifth consecutive day, and FIIs have turned buyers in last two trading sessions. In fact, yesterday, FIIs bought over 2,000 crore rupees in both cash and index futures. Nifty and Nifty Bank, both of these indices, they are firmly above all the key day moving averages. Now for Nifty, congestion is seen at that 17,500 to 17,600 mark. Now remember, India WIX, that spiked 5% yesterday despite market moving higher, so that only is showing that there could be some decline from the top as we speak. However, good results from ITC, that is a heavyweight, will support the FMCG index, which has been outperforming, so that's the expectation as far as ITC stock move is concerned. But for today, it could be a day of consolidation as far as Indian markets are concerned. Thanks a lot, folks, for tuning into this podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange.